You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I was saying to Scott off the air, we are not going to make this a topic because there's not a whole lot new to report. But Nick Reiner, the son of Robin and Michelle Reiner, reportedly does not understand why he is in custody.
Sure he doesn't.
There are reports today that he understands his mom and dad are dead, that he understands he killed them, but does not understand why he's behind bars and believes there is some conspiracy involved that has led to his incarceration. And I said to Scott during the break, what do you do with somebody like that?
You send them to prison for the rest of
their
life.
Well, I think you have to send them to a lockdown mental facility the rest of their life until they're able to take part in their trial. He is delusional, capital D. You can't let him out. He slaughtered his mother and father. But you can't take him to trial either.
Why?
He's delusional. Like,
or is he faking it?
It's psychosis.
It's psychosis, Scott.
It's drug-induced psychosis.
Yes.
And if
Thank
he
you,
was
Sam.
As strung out as everybody is saying that he was, I mean, to the point that you're getting in a fight with your parents at a highfalutin, you know, Hollywood Christmas party.
Coming to O'Brien's party.
I mentioned this right after it happened. I bet you he woke up in jail thinking to himself,
what am I doing here?
How did I get here?
Is it possible, Sam, with drug-induced psychosis, okay, like you just said, your brain is so fried, you are so far gone, and yes, there's a mental illness component. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia, but I think that's because of the drugs.
Yes.
That you don't really understand what has happened after something horrible like that happens. In a way that, like, if you're a normal person, you are not drug-induced psychosis. But you go out, Scott, and let's say you just go on a bender. You can't walk. You can't talk. You don't even know your own name. And you murder someone.
Yes,
the next day, because you're not, there's no psychosis there. You were just blitzed out of your gourd. You would wake up and have a horrifying realization. Oh my God, what have I done? He doesn't have that.
Actually, initially you would not. That's part of blacking out. So effectively what you're doing when you're taking drugs is you are recalibrating your neuro pathways. So when we're sober, as we learn things, as we take in information and that alters our perception of any given moment, we are building neuro pathways. When you take a drug, you are crisscrossing some of those neuro pathways. With something like alcohol, if you get enough alcohol in your system, it gets to a point where you are literally shutting off those neuro pathways. So when you
get the numbing effect of alcohol,
when you get drunk enough, you genuinely do have zero recollection. That's
why
you hear all the stories about people saying like, oh, man, I had to go to my friends to try to figure out what happened last night. Mm-hmm. I woke up with bruises on my leg, couldn't figure out why.
Even if there was a horrible crime, Sam, you then wouldn't 1 or 2 days later still say, well, I'm not sure why I'm in jail. This must be some conspiracy.
You recover a lot quicker unless you were drunk for 40 years.
Listen to this. It says his fatal mental spiral occurred a month before the murders when doctors changed his meds he was taking for schizoaffective disorder, a severe mental illness that causes delusions, hallucinations, and mania. The meds made him increasingly dangerous and erratic. 1 month prior. If he was going through that and they have access to the best facilities, the best health care, the best meds.
He'd been to rehab 17 times.
What does that mean? When you're looking out your window and you see the homeless guy talking to a light pole, you start to see where it's almost impossible for someone without resources to even attempt to get better.
But he had resources.
It didn't matter. That's what I'm
because
saying.
Because he didn't
you
want
might
to
say
change.
To the guy out on the street talking to the light pole, get a job. Well, okay. If that person is suffering from drug-induced psychosis, how do you come back from that?
Please don't take this as defending Nick Reiner in any way, but there's a solid chance that he did so many drugs at such a young age that he has been in this level of psychosis for a very long time, quite literally living in a different reality. When he looks through his eyeballs, he sees the world completely differently than you and I.
So there is a term when it comes to alcohol. I don't know that it fits necessarily, but it's called wet brain. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Same thing.
Look up wet brain. It is, you have drank so much alcohol that your brain is soaked. Even when you're sober.
It's still soaked.
Yeah. where you slur your words. You're totally sober. You haven't had a drink in years, but you have wet brain. And you slur your words. You can't keep a cohesive thought. Your brain is just fried.
Yeah.
Because you drank so much alcohol, you have wet brain.
Well, it even happens with hangovers. I mean, you know, say you get a good night's sleep on a Sunday night after you were hungover all day Sunday. You wake up Monday and you have to give a presentation to your entire company. Mm-hmm. You will trip over your words. You will slur every once in a while.
That's not wet brain. That's just a hangover. But wet brain is a permanent condition.
Right. You're talking about once you reach the point of no return.
Exactly what I'm saying. You have drank so much alcohol. You have fried so many brain cells. Your brain is just... And there's no going back. There is no going back from wet brain.
Huh.
I had a buddy of mine who's a recovering alcoholic, and he said what scared him the most was the fear that someday he would end up with wet brain. I know one person who has it, and it is awful. I mean, this guy is...
Like, on full-time disability awful? Like, you can't work?
He has to. Yeah, of course.
Obviously a Hollywood character in fiction, but think of Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
A character like that. Except he was actually drunk.
Like, almost looks drunk when he's not.
Yes.
Not sturdy on your feet.
Like, if you were to talk to somebody with wet brain, okay, you would think they were drunk.
Yeah.
But they're not. They've been sober for years. I mean, it is bad.
And what do you do in this situation? I mean, he is not mentally fit to stand trial and probably won't be. It's the same situation with the guy out of Kansas City. We've been waiting 7 years for a trial now.
Oh, that's right. The dog path, dog the walker
serial,
by
Syrian Creek. Alleged serial killer.
Seven people. Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.